Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 71 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in the week of March the 20th to March the 26th in Matthew 13 and Luke 8 and 13. Today we're going to focus on one of the parables today, focusing on the wheat and the tares. I'm going to just focus on the one today because it then goes a bit deeper in the Come Follow Me materials, looking at how the righteous must grow among the wicked until the end of the world. So let's look at the actual parable to begin with. It says, the Saviour said in Matthew 13:24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds and went his way. So, of course, they then grow and the wheat and the tares grow together. There is some confusion over this. And the servants say to the gardener, an enemy have done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barn. So, this is an interesting parable because it's referring to our day. It's referring to a time when there would be, just before the time of reckoning, before the Saviour comes again, the opportunity for the righteous to grow, but they will be amongst the tares as well. If we skip ahead to verse 38, in the same chapter, the Saviour is then asked to tell them about, those listening, kind of an understanding of what it means. So in verse 37, he says, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. So he is the sower, just like in the parable of the sower. In verse 38, he continues, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. And the Saviour explains that, these tares are to grow alongside the righteous, and that the righteous will be saved and that the wicked will be cast out. And that is basically in the explanation of the parable that he gives. But the question is, why must the wheat and the tares happen in this way? Why must the righteous grow alongside the wicked or amongst the wicked until the end of the world? To give us a bit of an idea what a tare is, if you look in the Bible dictionary, it says, the word denotes a darnel grass, a poisonous weed, which, until it comes into ear, is similar in appearance to wheat. So there's a few things going on here. Firstly, the tares and the wheat look extremely similar until they are fully grown. That's what makes it difficult to do what the servants were suggesting, which was to gather the tares out quickly from amongst the crops. It just would not be possible to fully discern. Now, the master gardener could probably do that, but the servants would not be able to discern that. And so that's why he tells them to wait to do so. The tares are also considered to be a very dangerous weed because if you try and pull them out of the ground, they take a lot of the ground with it, and you may take out some of the wheat with it. So there is a couple of reasons why, in terms of gardening, the tares would not or should not be taken out whilst they're growing with the wheat. But how does this apply to us and growing with the wicked? I say us, by the way, presuming that we are being referred to as the righteous. I mean, I'm sure there are times where we are tares and when we are wheat. So we must be careful not to categorize ourselves as the wheat, because we need to be sure that we are able to do so. Now, there's an interesting couple of verses in verses 6 and 7 in Doctrine and Covenants, section 86. The Saviour is explaining a bit about the wheat and the tares. And he says in verses 6 to 7, "But the Lord saith unto them, pluck not up the tares while the blade is yet tender, for verily your faith is weak, lest you destroy the wheat also. Therefore let the wheat and the tares grow together until the harvest is fully ripe." And he continues along the same lines. But this extra bit that is added, "for verily your faith is weak," is interesting. If the world was to be reckoned now, when the tares were to be gathered in straight away, before the wheat have had the chance to grow properly and to develop their faith, then they may be unsettled, they may be pulled out, they may be lost in the harvest. So I think there's that, is that the wheat needs to be given time to grow in strength so that it's ready for that time. Along with this as well, is the idea that, and this is kind of something I was thinking about, is that if the tares were to be pulled out before the time of harvest, then there would not be the opportunity. And obviously, this is where parables are wonderful, but obviously they are limited, I suppose, in some ways as well. There's not a way in which a tare can become a wheat, physiologically, I don't think. I'm pretty certain that a tare grows and it will always be a tare. But obviously this then does not take into account the fact that people can change. But the wheat must grow amongst the tares, one, to keep the safety and the strength of the wheat to be able to be grown until they're fully ripe. Two, because it is difficult to tell. And I suppose this is where this part comes in. It's difficult to tell between a wheat and a tare. And what I mean by that is, someone may be a tare right now. They may be, you know, not focused on the Saviour. They may have rejected Christ and be growing as a tare right now, or seemingly be growing as a tare. But then they may change before then and actually become a wheat and be a wheat, as someone that is focused on Christ and trying to live as best as they can. And obviously, in terms of this parable, they don't just change from a tare to a wheat. But what it does probably suggest is that when growing, they perhaps look, it's a bit suspicious that maybe that was a tare. But actually, when they're fully grown, actually, no, it was a wheat. And that is related to the fact that they are similar in appearance as they're growing. So I think that is an important point to consider as well. So a few reasons for this parable and how and why the righteous must grow among the wicked until the end of the world. The influence of the righteous can also bring others to Christ in that time before the time comes to be gathered in to be stored as wheat. So thank you very much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue with more parables. We will probably be going through more parables than one a day as we go forward now. The rest are a bit shorter, and so we'll reflect on those together. And please do join us for that. Thank you very much for listening, and until we meet again.